Hi, Keith here with a TV episode of Movies and a Meal, and today I'm looking at the new Max limited series, The Regime, which began its 6th episode only run Sunday night. Going into this one, I knew two things. First, it stars Kate Winslet, who doesn't work often enough, and I'll watch in absolutely anything. And second, its creator is Will Tracy, a writer behind both The Menu and Succession, so I was expecting a dark and quick wit. And The Regime definitely doesn't fail to deliver with this multi-layered premiere, promising a broad satire, but also a lot more. So what is The Regime all about? Introduces us to an unnamed small European country on Victory Day, which celebrates the rise to power of Chancellor Elena Burnham, played with the top comic style by Winslet. All the action in the premiere takes place in the imposing palace, which in one of the regime's funniest bits, Elena is thoroughly convinced is plagued by mold. That's how her main counterpart and co-conspirator comes in, Matthias Schoenert's Colonel Zubak, known as the Butcher due to atrocities he's performed in the name of enforcing Elena's iron grip on power. It's a hoot as he trails her around the palace with a moisture meter, announcing the number for every room Elena enters. As the premiere develops, their relationship also quickly does too in interesting ways, as Colonel Zubak becomes Elena's top confidant and strategist. There's a lot more going on here, and almost all of it in the premiere is a wicked delight to watch. Watch out for Andrea Riseborough, a treat as the head of the household, and if you didn't stick around to the what's ahead at the end, stop now because a big spoiler is coming. Hugh Grant is sure to be a hoot as the leader who Elena deposed, promised to reappear as soon as in episode 2, so I can't wait. Part of the fun of this is that it could go in just about any direction, as the premiere teeters back and forth between straight-up satire and possibly something deeper. Thankfully, Winslet, who showed her serious comic chops in Ricky Gervais' extras, is all in here, as Elena, even to the point of crooning If You Leave Me Now to all her fawning sycophants. It's a great moment to have me in equal parts laughing and just cringing. And I can't wait to see what Tracy and his co-conspirators get up to in the next 5 episodes. So if you like a wicked smart political satire, dive in now and get caught up on The Regime for sure. So that's it for this week. You can reach us at moviesandthemealog@gmail.com, moviesandthemeal on X/Twitter, and you can just listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. And thanks for listening.